totem pole? I ventured aloud.
Daddy, don't be silly, he replied dryly. Okay, I give up. What are you making?
Grampy.
What?
I'm making Grampy so the angels can send him back.
What? Anger crackled through my brain. When the hell are you going to stop all this nonsense?
Mel popped her head round the door. What's going on? She asked, bewildered. Callum was blubbering.
Callum's being silly, Mummy, I said, my temper deflating. Well, shouting isn't going to help much, is it? Shooting me looks as sharp as arrows, she dragged our crying son off to bed. I stepped back to take in his creation. A coloured face peered from the top box, a huge red circle with swollen eyes and an angry, gaping, downturned mouth scowled out at me. A cold chill crept in from the garden. This was Grampy all right, or rather his younger self, my father. The resemblance was uncanny. Callum had accidentally captured my father in his foulest of tempers. In the fading light there was something lifelike about it. At any moment it might draw breath and stir. The cold was snaking around the back of my neck. I need dinner, I said to myself, and stumbled for the microwave. A few minutes later Mel vaulted down the stairs two at a time. Now I am late, seriously, she snarled. And why did you overreact like that?
Sorry, you just caught me off guard. I think this obsession with my father is getting out of hand, I replied in my most contrite of tones.
At least he's showing some honest emotion.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think you buried your feelings along with your father. You were over your bereavement so quickly. You're the one that's acting oddly,